This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Marvelous 3 here on Dana and Parks. Good to be with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Don't forget, tomorrow is opening day for the Royals. It is a day that in the ratings we certainly concede to the boys next door. We get it. We're not dumb. We get it. So tomorrow, as we have done for, I believe, the last 10 years, last decade, on the Dana and Parks program, it is Dana and Parks Game Day.
Yeah.
Game Day, where we will play some games tomorrow. Mixtape and Family Feud, might squeeze in a little Trivial Pursuit.
Ooh, I don't know if we'll have time.
Which edition?
The original.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, let's go back last century.
We have let's a game
What's
in
wrong
here.
With that?
No, it's great.
We have a game in here also called Word Smithery, where I give you a word and you try to guess the definition. The problem with playing that is that Dan would know. He would know what the words meant.
Are they all hard?
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to guess the definition? Is it multiple choice?
I bought this specifically for all of us at Home Goods. Here's one, purda. To go into purda. Dan, would you like to guess before I give the multiple choice?
Are you saying herda or purda?
P as in purse. To okay. Go into purda.
Can you give the origin of the word?
No, I will not. Okay. P-U-R-D-A-H. What does it mean when one purda. Goes into purda?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Well, I believe that I know the answer.
Okay.
I believe that to go into purda is to go into a soothing, almost hypnotic state.
You're sort of.
Not even close.
It is to go into social exclusion, i.e., after allegations surfaced, Tiger Woods went into self-imposed purda, originating from the Persian word parda, which means a curtain, reflecting the Hindu or Muslim practice of purda, of hiding women from the view of men. Huh. Maybe we will play that tomorrow. I like those word games.
Well, that's a game that nobody's going to win.
But we might learn something.
Oh, no, there's...
Who wants to tune into Dana and Parks to learn
when
something?
You
that is the dumbest thing you have ever said.
When you actually play, you get a multiple choice. I just thought that maybe you guys would know what that was, so I didn't give you one.
Oh, so there is a multiple choice.
Yeah, like one of the words is Pollyanna. Well, you know what that means.
Yeah.
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 But does everybody?
I think so.
Well, what does it mean?
Look at her. Isn't she a Pollyanna? I don't know that it's honestly something that is, I don't know that I would want to be called that.
I'll be honest with you. I think there was a time in my life where I did know the definition and now I don't.
It's an overly optimistic, sunny person.
Okay. Pollyanna.
But I've heard it more like as you like roll your eyes. Isn't she a Pollyanna? Maybe not. Anyway.
You need to get those. What is that game where you have to put that contraption in your mouth and it?
Oh
opens
my
it
God!
Up?
Have you ever?
And you have to
so
talk.
My mother has that game.
It's disgusting.
And I may go over and ask it. I'm going to text her. She's coming
that
over.
Thing
for,
in my mouth that you've put in your mouth. That's gross.
It could be disinfected.
No.
We can get more than, I think there's more than one
oh,
in.
Oh, it's so gross. And it makes your mouth look weird, like skeletal. And
it's a good thing this is radio.
Drooling that happens.
There's a lot of drooling that goes
it's
on.
It's so gross. Scott, it really, it does make, it makes me gag.
We my mom has that game, and I swore, I videotaped her doing it.
No.
And I swore to her I would never play it on the radio.
Oh, it's so gross. The thought of putting that in my mouth or watching someone else, it like something about like, it just, it's the saliva that grosses me out. We're not bringing that into the studio.
Why? We have napkins.
No, that's so gross. When everyone else is at the Royals game, I don't want to watch you going, hey, 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 hey. like you're in the dentist chair and they're like, hey, how's your summer been? Why do they always want to talk to you?
Now spit.
The game is called Speak Out.
Speak Out, that's right.
It comes with 10 mouthpieces.
No,
so there's plenty. There is plenty.
No, I am not reusing one of your mouthpieces.
I will sanitize. I will have my mom bring it over tonight. She's coming over for dinner.
I'm not playing that game with you,
yes,
Mom.
You
it's
are.
So gross.
I'll do it.
You go right ahead. I'll be the guesser. You guys can do it, and I'll be the guesser. Let's do that.
Because that is the goal of the game. You have to say it, and then the others have to guess what you're trying to say, because the mouth contraption is so...
barbaric.
Vocally cumbersome. Uh-huh. It really is, man. It is hard to talk.
It's hilarious.
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. It's just like you've got, like you're
like
kind of at the dentist
appliance
office.
Appliance in your mouth. Sam?
I'm looking at it. This looks kind of painful.
It's gross.
It's not painful. I've played.
It's like laying in the dentist chair and they're working on your mouth and they're asking you questions and you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What does it sound like, Dan?
Just like that.
Yep. What kind of dentists are you guys going to that they're putting this thing in your mouth?
Ones that are very thorough.
I've never had this in my life and I had braces.
I'm trying to find it because I did record my mother one time playing this game, and she said if I ever hear this on the radio ever, and I had to swear to her, I had to swear to her that I would never play it on the radio.
We don't need to hear your sweet mother with that thing.
Don't
in her
break
mouth.
The promise to your mother.
No.
We shall see. We shall see. If she's not listening, she won't know. So who cares? Orange juice apparently is getting more expensive. Isn't everything these days? Americans are feeling the squeeze as the price of orange juice continues to rise. In June of last year, orange juice was $4.26 per 16 ounces, up from 30% from the year before and nearly $2 more than it was in 2020.
I told you the other day there was I think it was a gallon, but it was $10, $10 or $11.
Well, you started mentioning this a couple of months ago. This story is actually about 6 months old.
It's
I don't know
bad.
How we missed it when it first came out, but there's some disease
going
around.
We get this, you know, like the Hillman's brand, like the sort of, I don't want to say knockoff, but we're not getting pulp removed, freshly squeezed.
From Dole?
No.
Well, it's more expensive. You were right.
It's bad.
It pains me to say it, but you were right. You're always right.
You don't have to say it. You live it every day.
Waymo, the self-driving cars, introducing driverless taxis to Washington in 2026. Waymo on Tuesday added Washington, I believe it's Washington State, to its pioneering robo-taxi services, steadily expanding list of U.S. markets, although passengers we'll have to wait until next year until they can take a driverless ride. Oh, sorry, it's D.C., around the nation's capital city. For now, Waymo's robo-taxis will continue to map Washington streets and corridors with a safety driver sitting behind the wheel to take control of the vehicle if something goes wrong, a precaution required under the regulations currently in force in the District of Columbia. So do I read that to mean that they would have to, somebody would have to drive a Waymo or at least sit in a Waymo and then be ready to take over through every single city street?
Then what's the point?
And that's why it's going
to
take a year to map the city.
Odd to anyone else that they call it Waymo, which sounds like whammo, which is the noise it's going to make when you run into somebody. I don't like that word. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting in a car without a driver.
Whammy. You know, Google Maps, we used to watch the cars go around. Mapping everything.
Yeah.
So this is very similar. And this type of stuff tends to work more for cities that are more dense and urban and small, and you have streets where you don't get up over 30, 35 miles an hour.
If Waymo's ambitions pan out, Washington, D.C. and Miami next year will be added to four other U.S. markets where there are already Waymos, Phoenix, L.A., San Francisco, and Austin.
A buddy of mine just posted yesterday on social in the back seat of one of these cars, and it's the steering wheel's just moving. There's nobody up there. And he said, my first time in one of these cars, it's pretty cool. And I was like, no.
Would you do it?
No. How many people, I've asked this before, do you think have gone missing 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 30 years ago, that are actually sadly deceased, but just ended up taking a wrong turn and ended up in a body of water? We have another car that they have pulled out of a body of water, and they have now
solved
a missing person's case from back in 1983. Listen to this. I'm not saying we'd drain all of our bodies of water, but I'm saying if they looked, there would be cars everywhere at the bottom of these. It just, there would be. I'm sorry.
Just
farmer's ponds.
Just entertain me here for a minute. How would we drain the water out of every body of, like,
if
Lake
would,
of the Ozarks, for example?
They would clear, I don't mean the Ozarks, but like ponds and lakes. They would clear so many missing persons cases. And some of them are like, they weren't killed or murdered. They just, you know, took a left instead of a right and never came home before there were cell phones.
Where are we going to hold all that water?
Well, I don't know. We'll figure that out. We'll use it for irrigation. Distinct features of a car found at the bottom of an Illinois river have helped investigators link the vehicle to a cold case of a woman missing since 1983. God bless her. The yellow car was found 42 years after Karen Sheppers vanished after she left a bar in 1983. Think all of those years. Mm-hmm. Woman leaves a bar by herself. Police think she's been kidnapped.
Right.
During a search of the Fox River, divers identified the 23-year-old woman's car. There were remains inside. License plate that belonged to the car was also found in a subsequent dive.
Huh.
They're waiting on DNA, but they are confident it is her.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Dan, Sam, Dana, Scott here on KMBZ. How's the paperwork coming along?
I'm told this is the easy part.
It's not true. Tell everybody what you're filling out paperwork for.
Well, why do you have to fill out so many things to, you know, get your annual thing that we're all supposed to do if you don't want to do that other thing, which involves a box and the UPS guy?
So Dana has signed up for her, or is signing up, Sam, for her first real colonoscopy.
Oh, we're not going for the poop in a box.
Poop in a box. And send it on its way.
Congratulations. Yeah. And how's that going?
Well, I was at my doctor's office the other day, and she was like, okay, have we scheduled that? And I'm like, no, we're there, aren't we? And then a good friend of mine is a colorectal surgeon, one of the best in the entire country, by the way. And I was texting with her.
How does one become a colorectal surgeon?
She's incredible. I was texting her about it, and she said, you know, they now are urging screening starting at age 45. And now that I'm talking about this and I'm filling out paperwork and I've, you know, looked up some of this stuff, I'm getting ads and all kinds of things for that thing. And one of the articles I read the other day is it's one of the number one causes of death for otherwise healthy men and women over the age of, I think, 45 or 50. Like, it's way up there. So I don't know if we're doing something wrong, if we're doing something different, if it's the processed foods.
Probably some of that, yeah. But it's also one of the most curable cancers of them all. I believe it has a 90% recovery rate, if not higher.
If you catch it early.
Well, of course, yes. And I'm here to tell you because I have no idea how many, maybe 10.
Yeah.
I got my first one when I was 25 years old. It is the procedure is not the hard part. It's the prep the day before.
I know. Listen to this. Doctors are seeing an alarming trend with more and more young people receiving the diagnosis of colorectal cancer. And so I think that's one of the reasons that they are urging you start screening at 45 instead of 50. And I also think, March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Because she said that, I'm so glad you're doing this. It's our awareness month. It's their time to shine in the colorectal community.
Yeah, of course. Is she a proctologist or a colorectal surgeon?
No, she's a colorectal surgeon.
And I'm assuming there's a difference. Yep. Okay. Is she going to be performing your colonoscopy?
Well, I asked her. I said, would that be weird for you?
She's a professional.
And she said, actually, no, but I'm not doing screenings anymore. But would you like me to hook you up with my surgical partner? And so I'm going to go see her partner, which will be great.
How soon?
Well, they're wanting to schedule it. And I was going to talk to you about that. is it one day off? Like, I don't have to take, why? I don't want to take 2 days off.
You don't want to be here while you're prepping.
I think we should broadcast
that day live.
Oh, I think you'll be getting calls at home. And so you're going to, here's what's going to happen.
You want to keep checking in with me during the show?
If my last one, yes, I do. My last one, I believe, was 3 years ago because I called thinking that I was due. I called about a month ago and I said, hey, it's Scott. You know, I was just calling to check and see when I'm due for another colonoscopy. And I'll be honest, you know, it was 3 years ago, and I was a little disappointed when she said, oh, you're not due back for another 2 years. Oh. And I said, dang it.
Like, we're tired of seeing you. It's getting awkward.
Yeah, this once a year, Scott, it's got to stop. So if they still do it the way they did it 3 years ago, your day is going to start off very normally. You can't eat anything. You can only drink water and, I believe, yellow liquids, like lemonade or something like that. You can have broth. Okay. Okay. You can have Jello, but it can't be red or purple. Okay. So you get the gross ones, like the green and the and the yellow Jello. Those are your choices. I'm not sure if you can have the orange one.
Yum.
And then it used to be called Go-Lite, but it goes by another name now. And you will start taking your first drink. It's just in a regular sized 8 ounce glass. And you're going to be, you'll drink it, and then you have to take another glass the next hour, and you'll start to think to yourself, nothing's happening.
Like, this ain't that bad.
When's the gurgling start inside? And then around 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to go into the restroom, and for hours, you will not come out.
Okay, you know my friend Sharita.
Take the solution with you.
Sam, she posted this a couple of weeks ago, and it was someone like live play-by-playing what happens after you drink 10 ounces of magnesium citrate. I was trying to read this to Scott in the studio during a break, and I couldn't get through it. I was laughing so hard. But I'm going to try. So keep in mind, it's the breakdown of this is what's going on at noon. This is what's going on at 12:06. Mm-hmm. He writes, you down a cupcake like you've been saving it for the apocalypse because let's face it, the time is here. He knows it's coming, right? 12:37, first sign of life. The pressure is growing. I can't read the next part. Hang on. He runs to the restroom and take note, this is the last semi-solid thing you will see leaving your body for the next 24 hours. 12:57. That little science experiment you got cooking is about to reach its boiling point. Your stomach is angry. It hates you. You can feel it. You have exactly 0.3 seconds to make it to the nearest toilet, but you can't run. Never run. You pray to God there is enough elasticity in you to keep the gates closed. 5 more steps. 12:58, he writes, sweet Mary, is this real life? You barely hit the scene and all hell breaks loose.
It's so true, man. It is so true.
Now, text line says that you don't have to drink the nasty drink anymore, that they have pills for that.
Yeah, 12:58, Sam, I think that's false alarm. Is that blood? No, that's remnants of a cherry pie you ate at Thanksgiving when you were 5.
Okay, all right. Dial it back just a little.
1:06 to 8:30 p.m. Everything's a blur. You've expelled everything you have ever eaten since the day you were born. Everything your ancestors have eaten since the early 1800s. You're curled up in the bathtub, ugly crying because you have to remain within arm's reach of the toilet at all times. 8:37, you meet Jesus. 9:12, your family will never be able to unsee the things they have seen in the last 8 hours. You're broken. Your spirit is broken.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That is so funny. So that is a dramatic reading of what it's really like. It's not that bad, but I think you get the gist.
Happy National Colorectal Screening Month.
Amen. And by the way, and I've done this before. I'll just do it very quickly. And this is a PSA because I don't know if it's just men that have some weird, it's an exit, not an entrance kind of thing going on in their brain. It is life-saving.
Yep.
Because I would probably be dead if I hadn't gone in when I was 25. They found 4 polyps
yes.
when I was 25 years old. 25. And so I've had to go back like every 3 years ever since. It is not, I mean, what Dana was reading was funny. It's really not that bad. And the procedure, you don't feel a thing. They knock you out cold.
I was about to ask, are you awake for it?
No, God, no. They give you propofol. And I always tell the doctor, they tell you count backwards from 10. And I always say, I'm going to get to one. My doctor always goes, okay. I never get to six. You're out that fast. And you the next thing you know, you wake up, it's an hour later, and you're in the curtained off room. You're groggy, and it's all over. You never feel a thing. It's not violating. You don't know what's going on, and it can save your life. It really can save your life. 913-586-7798. God, looks like you're preparing for a college exam over there.
It's a lot.
Jeez Louise.
What about smoking?
What about smoking? Yeah. You don't smoke.
I know, but there's like a lot of very detailed questions about whether or not you smoke, how long, what brought it. Like, that must have something to do with risk, right?
I would assume as much, yeah. Story here. Which long-gone products would you want to make a comeback? A new study has found that 2 in 3 Americans would pay extra to have their favorite retired products revived. The poll of 2,000 adults in the U.S. found the average person would pay 32% more for the products they once loved to be brought back to reality from their favorite brands. More than half said retired products are more valuable to them than anything brands can currently offer. Many respondents named old products that they think deserve the revival treatment. The classic Atari, Sega, Nintendo, Crystal Pepsi.
No.
Remember the clear Pepsi?
That's gross. No, why?
BlackBerry phones.
Ooh, now that I can understand.
Surge soda and bubblegum jeans. I don't know what bubblegum jeans are.
The apple bottom jeans with the fur.
More than half said they're also likely to buy secondhand products from their favorite brands, even if they're not the latest and the greatest.
When I think things I want them to bring back, it's like for me as an adult, I want to play with those things just for a little bit because it would bring me joy, like Weeble Wobbles.
Well, and like the that little game with the ball. What was that called that we had in the
Mousetrap. Oh.
The one you brought to the newsroom that we played for like a month, and then now I have no idea where it even is.
The modern version was called Space Force. Yeah. I don't know what the old school version was called.
I loved it. What about the orange tracks that you used to get spanked with?
Hot Wheels?
Hot Wheels.
Those are still around.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear what you guys would want back. Somebody says cigarette gums.
Lawn darts.
Oh, we had cigarette candies in here before. Remember? Mm-hmm. They were over there for a while. Tasted like chalk. Lawn darts.
Somebody just wrote that on the text
line.
No,
bring it back. Doc, whoops.
Bubblegum jeans were just a brand of jeans.
Okay.
Nothing special.
All right. What is it that you would want back? I tell you this, I don't know that I would hate the BlackBerry phone coming back. There's too much stuff on the iPhone. I get confused.
Just go back to the simple. Slinky.
The best present yet to give or get, the kids will all want to try. The hit of the day when you're ready to play, everyone knows it's Slinky. It's Slinky, it's Slinky.
For fun for a girl and a boy.
It's Slinky, it's Slinky. The favorite of girls and boys.
And look at these.
That was like the extended version of that song. You know what? Let's be honest.
They
the
never
Slinky
worked.
Never worked.
Never
it
worked.
It never worked.
Especially if it was the metal one. The plastic one sometimes worked for a little bit.
I took the metal one. We ended up getting one online a couple years ago. I took the metal one to Mom's weekend, and we tried to slinky it down the metal grated stairs outside of the wheel. You know, the Exorcist-type staircase there.
Yep.
We tried to get that thing to go, and it wouldn't go.
I don't know that there's a slinky in the world other than the ones that are in their package that are still intact. Not twisted and mangled. I mean, they're almost designed to not work. And I don't know who put the commercial together when we were kids in the 70s, but that thing just goes down the stairs, no problem.
No.
No problem.
It had to be, I think it has to be a very specific angle of stare. And stairs that are so narrow and short, like not wide,
right,
that if we constructed those, you would slip and fall and die down the stairs. That's why we don't construct stairs like that. You know, they have to be a certain length,
yeah,
and a certain width to support your foot.
Consumers are most likely to be loyal to grocery and food brands, then clothing, then footwear, then phone, then electronics. 30% said their loyalty could be considered extreme, that they would flat out refuse products from other brands.
Okay.
Even if their favorite brand were to suddenly retire their favorite product.
What is your brand loyalty where you will only purchase or consume that thing?
Oof.
For a lot of people, it's Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. Like, is Pepsi mm-hmm. okay? And you're like, is fake money okay? Yeah.
Mine would probably be a cereal brand.
Okay.
I'm very loyal to two.
Hmm.
Honey Bunches of Oats and Crispix.
He's like, and Mueslix, because I'm 80.
No.
Crispix.
What's
not far
who
off.
Who eats Crispix?
This guy right here. I had some last
Might
night.
Might throw in some All Brand. I don't know if we'll have time.
No. This is spoken like two people who have never, ever opened a box of Crispix.
I'd like some Frosted Wheat.
Yeah, if you're making Chex Mix.
I had Crispix. Well, last night I got home late because I got my hair cut after work. And then I had an old friend from high school come over and we visited. And then when she left, it was like 8:30 or something. We're ready for bed. I had a bowl of Crispix. That was my dinner last night.
Ooh, one of my girlfriends just wrote in Pudding Pops.
Yeah.
That reminds me of Bill Cosby, and that reminds me of
Pudding Pops.
Violating things. And so I could never go back and eat a Pudding Pop.
From the text line and a recent news story, La Tiara Taco Shells.
Mm. Oh, do you know what? One of my friends last night posted on Facebook, I am so sad we just consumed the very last La Tiara Taco Shell. And that's it. Once they're gone, they're gone.
I got a buddy. This came up in a phone conversation the other day. I've got a buddy who has an unopened box of 24, and he said he would give it to me.
Oh, no. I was going to buy it.
No.
That's worth like $50.
I said, that's gold, man.
You could sell that on the black market and for like an ungodly amount of money.
He said, we don't really eat tacos. It's been sitting in the pantry. He said, I'll just give it to you.
He has no idea.
I know, and
that's
I'm not
like giving
tell
up
him
an original Babe Ruth rookie card.
From the text line, Lincoln Logs.
Lincoln
oh,
Logs.
Oh, I love the smell. Can you not just smell that the minute he said that?
You know one thing that I would like for them to, it's probably still around, I just haven't looked the last time I was at Target or Walmart, is the board game Risk still around?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The game of world domination?
Yes.
And Catan?
Brought back by Seinfeld.
So I went over to Vintage Stock not too long ago. And I was going to see if they had an Atari for sale. And I was going, and if they did, I was going to buy it.
Yeah, for like $1,000.
I don't know if you can hook that up to the modern flat screen TVs that we all have. I'm assuming you can. And then I was going to buy the game Defender, which was my favorite from when I was a kid.
Okay, so they've listed out the best toys from the 80s. Of course, Cabbage Patch Kids are at the top.
Oh, ugh.
Did I tell you when I moved, I finally...
You threw it away?
I finally parted ways with Gab. I mean,
did you not sell it?
We were downsizing. Oh, she was very well loved and played with. Original outfit was not there.
You could take that to Vintage Stock. They would buy it.
I'm sorry, Stacey Aprilette. I threw you away like a piece of garbage.
You threw away a Cabbage Patch doll?
You know, my grandmother, when we cleared out my grandmother's final effects in a safe, she had like her birth certificate. She had, you know, important, you know, life insurance stuff. She had kept my original Cabbage Patch doll birth certificate in a fireproof safe until her death at like age 85.
Well, wasn't the birth certificate kind of a big deal?
Oh, it was a huge big deal.
You had to have the birth certificate that was
signed by Xavier Roberts.
Well, who else? Who's Xavier Roberts?
The founder.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Cabbage Patch Kids are listed alongside Pound Puppies, Care Bears, the Nintendo.
What about Star Wars action
console?
Figures?
Masters of the Universe.
Like Skeletor?
Transformers. The Viewmaster. Oh my gosh. I had a...
Is that the one where you clicked it?
Yes.
And you could...
I had a Jungle Book Viewmaster.
The original Transformers toys? Wow.
Are they expensive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you get one in good condition.
Is it more than meets the eye?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob in Bonner Springs. Hi, Bob.
Hold on.
Whoa, did I hear a bad word?
No, he just said, hold on. Okay. He's going to turn the radio down. Go ahead, Bob.
I had turned the radio on, Dana. I've got an unopened box of shells if you want them.
I am not going to take your La Tiara taco shells. Here's what I want to do, Bob.
I will.
I want to rally the entire community to bring them back. Everyone is so singularly focused on our angst over the loss of this great company that we just want them to know that people would crowdsource or whatever to bring them back.
Well, like anything good, somebody else always comes up with a way to bring something back very similar.
I hope.
I'm just trying to figure out why this company went out of business. It wasn't like they weren't making money.
Every single grocery store stocked those.
They were local?
Yes.
Anytime you can eat a taco and shell doesn't break apart, it's a blessing.
That's right. And Old El Paso,
they're hard and yellow and stale, and they break.
Yes. What I've never understood about the La Tiara Taco Shell Company, or who their parent company was, I don't know, is, okay, fine, nobody wanted to carry on the business for whatever reason.
Sell it.
Yeah, it's right. Why wouldn't you just sell it? Why let it go dark?
All right, Teddy Ruxpin is also listed. I think we can all agree that does not need to come back.
Ever. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Sam, did you just say the real Rosie the Riveter just turned 100?
Well, I'm not sure if there was a, quote, real Rosie the Riveter, other than every single woman who stepped up during wartime and took on jobs that were typically parceled off for men, but Wichita's own Rosie the Riveter, according to the story from K-Witch, turned 100 during Women's History Month.
Oh, that's Rosie the Riveter.
Yes, Scott said to me during the break, who's Rosie the Riveter? I go, you know that we can do it. We can do it.
She volunteered at a B-29 hangar during World War II. Her name is Connie. I'm not going to try the last name.
There it is.
You go, Connie.
Yes, she is. She was a Boeing worker, correct? She would have to be. She's from Wichita, and she's the Rosie the Riveter. She had to have worked at Boeing. Anyway, that's incredible. Yeah. Good.
The parents of Riley Strain, a University of Missouri student who drowned in the Cumberland River in March of last year. You may recall the story, of course. They have now filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the Delta Chi fraternity and its Missouri chapter. Several fraternity members and leaders, the property owner of the fraternity house, are also listed as defendants. You'll remember this. He went with his fraternity on a fraternity formal trip to Nashville, Tennessee, during which he was given alcohol, allegedly abandoned by his fraternity brothers, and later found
dead. God,
that
breaks my heart.
So the family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit. His BAC, blood alcohol concentration, was 0.228. That is nearly three times the legal limit of 0.01. Elizabeth Banks, the actress, known for The Hunger Games, Pitch Perfect, she has two words that come to mind after a showdown with shingles. Quote, not fun. The actress and director actually missed work for the first time in her career when the vaccine-preventable illness did not clear up quick enough. Shingles is an infection caused by the same virus that leads to chickenpox.
Yeah.
The most common symptom is a very painful, itchy rash, and she is 51 years old. I have always, and like I think we talked about this a couple months ago, I've always been of the understanding that if you never got chickenpox when you were a kid, you can't get shingles as an adult. I think that's true, but don't hold me to it. And I never got chickenpox when I was a kid.
According to the internet, it is not possible to get shingles if you have never had chickenpox.
So I'm good to go.
According to the internet.
All right. T had shingles a couple years ago. She said it is hell on earth.
I know.
Hell on earth.
Not to do an old person segment every day, but you are now of the age that you should probably look into getting a shingles vaccine.
I never had the chicken pox.
Are you sure about that?
I'll guarantee you I never had the chicken pox. Despite my mother's efforts,
Did she take you to a party?
I don't know that she ever took me to a chicken pox party.
God. Back in the 70s, all the rage. Our parents would smoke, like swap Tupperware.
I know.
And bring all the kids over to infect each other with chicken pox.
Exactly all my friends were itching each other when we were hanging out. God. I couldn't figure out why.
No, they really did. They had chicken pox parties back in the day. Here's a follow-up to a story we had earlier this week. The family of a woman who was strangled last year on a conjugal visit with her husband at a California prison said today that such visits should be suspended.
You think he murdered four people?
This is the other one.
Okay.
This is the other. There were two. They should be suspended. Tania Thomas, 47, was killed in July. 4 months. No, you're right. It is the woman whose husband killed four people. 4 months before Stephanie Dowles, 62, was strangled while she was visiting her husband at the same facility, Mule Creek State Prison.
Second woman to be murdered by someone during a conjugal visit who was in for murder.
Mm-hmm. One of the families says something needs to be done. I'm quoting here, and it should have been done two homicides ago. I'm sick to my stomach.
Why are they conjugal visiting people that have murdered people?
I looked it up. There are four states in the United States that allow conjugal visits.
No,
four.
If it's before you're reentering society and it is like a low-level crime.
Birthdays today. Diana Ross is 81. Martin Short, 75. Kenny Chesney is 57. Nancy Pelosi, 85. Jennifer Grey, you don't put baby in a corner. 65 years old when you're ready to feel old. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.